we could start with you, Frank. Would you start just talk about delegation?
Yes. Well, maybe I should just say a paragraph of biographical data about Mordecai Vanunu, just in case there are any who are not familiar with her. Mordecai Vanunu is 41 years old, one of a family of 11 children. He was born in Morocco. In 1963, he moved with his family to Israel. Between 1971 and 1974, he served in the Israeli army. And from the 2nd of November 1976 to 27 October 1985, Vanunu worked at Israel's nuclear establishment at Dimona in the Negev Desert. 1 year later, he told the London-based Sunday Times, in other words, Peter Hoonan, about his work at Dimona and about the various nuclear activities at Dimona. His story was published on the 5th of October 1986 in the Sunday Times in an article entitled The Secrets of Israel's Nuclear Arsenal. Well, since Peter Hoonan was the person responsible for that, he will talk to you about it or answer any queries about it. Soon after the publication of the article, Vanunu was lured to Rome, kidnapped, taken to Israel, tried at the Jerusalem District Court for treason, aggravated espionage, and the collection of secret information with intent to harm Israel's security. He was found guilty and sentenced to 18 years in prison, and he spent the past 10 years in solitary confinement. According to Vanunu, Dimona produced about 40 kilograms of plutonium each year between 1976 and 1985, giving a total plutonium production of about 400 kilograms over this period. A reasonable estimate of the total amount of plutonium produced by Dimona before 1976 is 200 kilograms, and since 1985, about 300 kilograms. These figures suggest that the Israelis have produced a total of about 900 kilograms during the lifetime of the Dimona reactor. Vanunu said that the Israelis used about 4.5 kilograms of plutonium in a nuclear weapon, which is about the amount one would have guessed. Israel may therefore have produced enough plutonium for about 200 nuclear weapons. Total production of 900 kilograms of plutonium, 4.5 kilograms in each weapon, gives a nuclear force of 200 nuclear weapons. This would put Israel as a nuclear weapon power in the same class as China, France, and the United Kingdom, which all of which have numbers of nuclear weapons in the low hundreds. Well, as Ernest said, Susanna and I were one of a delegation of an international group which went to Israel to discuss the Vanunu case with David Labai, the Minister of Justice, and Shelomit Aloni, the Minister of Communications. We discussed with the ministers the prospects for getting the conditions of Vanunu's imprisonment improved and the chances for his early release from jail. We argued that 10 years solitary confinement was a cruel, inhuman, and degrading punishment amounting to torture. I've no doubt that Susanna will give you her impressions of the meetings. I would just like to concentrate on one item discussed with the Minister of Justice. The Minister of Justice told us that Vanunu cannot be allowed to talk to other prisoners or visitors or to be released because he still knows some important secrets about Israel's nuclear activities. I personally do not believe this. In 1986, I was employed by the Sunday Times to talk to Vanunu and check the scientific credibility of the information he was given. I talked to him intensely for 2 days, and it was clear to me that his knowledge about the nuclear activity at Dimona is confined to the production of plutonium. He knew nothing about the design of Israel's nuclear weapons. What he knew has already been published, and consequently we can conclude that he could no longer damage Israel's national security. Nevertheless, the Israeli security services have a problem. Their political bosses have never officially admitted that Israel has nuclear weapons, even though it is widely known that it has. All the political leaders will say is that Israel will not be the first country to introduce nuclear weapons into the Middle East. Israel's nuclear ambiguity has a purpose. If the possession of nuclear weapons was officially admitted, Israel's relations with the United States would be considerably complicated. It would be more difficult for America to go on supplying Israel with $3,000 million worth of economic and military aid each year. And the US Congress would be less willing to continue to supply Israel with the most modern conventional weapons. I think it is important to emphasize that Israel has considerable collaboration with America on military technology. For example, Israel is developing an anti-tactical ballistic missile system called the Arrow, which the Americans are funding. It's costing $2 or $3 billion. America's giving Israel that money to develop this tactical anti-ballistic missile system. So there are very close collaborative military efforts between those two countries. And so for Israel and for America, there is a lot at stake. And it obviously suits both Israel and the United States not to admit that Israel has nuclear weapons in face of the fact that everyone outside knows that they have. Israel therefore goes to absurd lengths to keep secret what goes on in Dimona. This was made clear to us by the Minister of Justice. Just to say that Dimona produces plutonium for nuclear weapons is a breach of Israel's Official Secrets Act. And so, of course, is a revelation of any other details of the nuclear activities at Dimona. Vanunu is unwilling to play ball with the authorities. He will not promise to keep quiet about nuclear matters, although he does emphasize that he has already made public all he knows about Israel's secret nuclear activity. As things stand now, it seems to me, Vanunu's chance of being allowed to socialize with other prisoners, ending his solitary confinement, are, to say the least, not good. Even more unlikely is his release from prison in the foreseeable future. It is possible that the peace process in the Middle East will change Israel's nuclear weapon policy and make redundant its extreme attitude to nuclear secrecy. The Dimona reactor has now been operating for more than 30 years and must be near the end of its life. Israel may therefore be amenable to the suggestion of the Clinton administration that it, that is Israel, should cap its nuclear program by shutting down Dimona. The Israelis could not then go on believing that Vanunu is a security threat. His only hope, it seems to me, is that they would then do the civilized thing and release him. The Vanunu case demonstrates the importance of whistleblowers in making public sensitive information about secret military programs, information which is essential for informed debate and decision-making on nuclear weapon policy issues. Such information is becoming increasingly essential to ensure that nuclear disarmament agreements are not violated. Before Vanunu's revelations, the extent of Israel's nuclear arsenal was not generally known, even among those studying nuclear weapon proliferation issues. as more sophisticated arms control agreements are negotiated, such as a comprehensive test ban treaty, which we expect in the summer, and a treaty banning the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons, which should start being negotiated next year, their verification will increasingly depend on information provided by workers and others with knowledge of violations of these treaties. There should therefore be a national and international legal protection of whistleblowers. Pressure to improve the conditions for Benunu could usefully be combined with pressure for the protection of all whistleblowers.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm sorry I was...